All right. Oh, is she on the line, really? The young lady that broke our intern's heart. Oh, genie, if you will. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming to the show yesterday.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You heard you broke poor Richard's heart.
How did I break his heart?
He misunderstood you.
How did he misunderstand me?
Yeah, did you hear me read the email on the air?
No, I was walking in to work. Like, I was walking from the car, and then I just walked in. They said, Judy, you were just on.
Yeah, well, it turned out you sent an email. You see, he thought that when you got those Maryland International Raceway tickets,
uh-huh.
He was offering, because I was making a joke that it's a bit of a drive from here to there.
Yes.
He was offering to drive you there.
Really?
Right, and in your letter, it was obvious that you thought that if you weren't going to use the tickets, he was asking if he could have them.
That's what I thought he was.
That's what you thought. And here he was. You should see if he's got his nice outfit on today.
But I can't see him.
I know it, but I'll describe him. You know, he's it's obviously a rented suit, but he looks pretty good in it.
Is there a bulge?
Yes. The very sound of your voice. And it was, this morning, he came running in. Hey, did she email? Did she email? I said, well, let me go down the list of letters. Sure enough, yes, there it is. And I read that thing, I said, you misunderstood. She had no idea. You thought you were going to drive her there. And as he walked down the hall reading your email, he was shaking his head going,
oh, don't.
Yeah. Well,
that is so funny.
Did you get my return email?
Yes, I'm looking at it right now.
All right. What do you think? Gang-a-ga?
Pretty funny.
Oh, Richard, you're out of this now. It's me and her.
Your wife won't get mad at you?
You took your shot. Let me take mine. No, we're not talking violation. Why do you think that? Does every man you meet right away break out the hydraulics and say, Yagaga? Yagaga?
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Why should me and Richard be any different, huh?
I know, really.
Yeah. All right.
Oh,
well,
my God.
Well, now that you understand the true nature of it all, I hope you'll let the young man down easy.
All right. Well, I happen to talk to my sister, so she's coming into town, but my sister lives in Richmond, and she's kind of, like, into that truck rally thing.
Uh-huh. So
she might go. I don't know.
So you and Sis will go?
Yeah, maybe.
You want to drive her?
I'll drive her anywhere.
Easy, buddy. Don't be too eager here. Got to play it cool with these high-profile dames.
Right. High-profile.
You know, these kind of dames are used to everybody tripping over them, so you got to be a little tough with them. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, what do you think about lunch, bitch, huh?
It's great.
Huh?
At least you call me bitch.
There you go. Hey, see that? I'm not going to be taken easily there, Jeannie. Let me tell you something. One of these days, you pick up the phone at the office, and I'll be calling. But I won't be calling like every other goofball that calls you up. Hey, Jeannie, I was just wondering if maybe Saturday night you and I, if you're not doing anything. That's not how I call. This is how I call. You pick up the phone, you'll go, hello, this is Jeannie. How can I help you here?
You could help me by flying to the moon.
Yeah, baby.
Because I am the doctor of love. Some men think that they are strong because they can lift the front of a car with one hand. But baby, I can lift you off the ground using only my tongue. You will hover over the posturpedic like woman with a force field around you. You can tell all them dogs to stop sniffing around because Big Daddy is in town. So you just relax and leave your front door unlocked.
What about the back door?
I didn't realize your red-headed cousin was in town. Just wait for me in the tub, baby. I'll come through the door and stand there. You be nervous, all that hot water around you, soap suds all up in the tie. I'll stand there smoking my Camel, throw the butt in the toilet, and slowly undress before you. Until finally, the message and meaning of life will become clear. I'll have hang a number 9 percal towel off that bad boy. That's your towel, but then you come out and you rub your skin so that it glows and glistens. Then stand by. Fashion time is time. And in the aftermath, as we smoke our camels, you'll realize you found it. The be-all and the end-all. And then damn Richard will show up to drive you to the damn racetrack and ruin everything.